Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Sirade Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Sirade Jaya Lalita Visaka Lalita Visaka Lalita Visaka Jaya Lalita Visaka Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad. Jai Go Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Gora Hari Bo
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vatanaya Shrimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Iti Namini Prabhupada Shasai Chan, Pakashaditya, Charanjava Sharavat Pati Vanma. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvisesa sunyavadi paschatya desatarine Om agyananti mirandasya genangana salakaya chaksurun militam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shiguro Sijuta Padakamalam Shigurum Vaisnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivisakanditamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanispari Visabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Oh
भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Saman Vanam, Chapter 24, Worshipping Govardhan Hill. We have two verses today, 11 and 12. Is 11 on the board? No? Huh? Only the 12? 11. Both are there. Okay, so we'll recite both. Very short purport by the servants, disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Text 11. Ya enang visijit dharmam paramparya gatam nara kamadvesad bayaloba Savai napnoti sobanam Ya enam visijit dharmam Paramparya gatam nara Kamadvesad bayalobat Savai napnoti sobanam Jainam visijit dharmam Matajis. Word for word meaning. Yeah, anyone who enam this visrijet rejects dharmam the religious principle paramparya from traditional authority agatam received nara a person Kamat, because of lust. Dveshat, because of enmity. Bayat, because of fear. Lobat, or because of greed. Saha, he, and enmity. Sorry. Saha, he. Vai, certainly, na apnoti, cannot achieve, shobanam, auspiciousness. Translation. This religious principle is based on sound tradition. Anyone who rejects it out of lust, enmity, fear, or greed will certainly fail to achieve good fortune. Everybody, please repeat. This religious principle is based on sound tradition. Anyone who rejects it out of lust, enmity, fear, or greed will certainly fail to achieve good fortune. Purport. If a person neglects his religious duties because of lust, envy, fear, or greed, his life will never be brilliant or perfect. Shall we read text 12 as well? Yes. Shishuka uvacha vacho nisam yanandasya tatanye sang braja bajau kasam indriya manyung janayam pitarang prahakishava. Sisuka uvacha vacho nisam yanandasya tatanye sang brajau kasam indriyamanyam janayam itaram praha keshava. Sisuka uvacha vacho nisam yanandasya tatanye sang vajo kasam indriyanam mado janayam Matajis. Anybody? Dasya tatanye sang vajo kasam indriyamanyong janayam pitaram prakeshava. Shishuka uvacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, vachaha, the words, nisamya, hearing, nandasya, of Maharaj Nanda, tata, and also, anyesham, of the others, braja okasham, the residents of braja, indraya, in Lord Indra, manyum, anger, janayan, generating, pitaram, to his father, praha, spoke, Keshava, Lord Keshava. Translation. Sukadev Goswami said, when Lord Keshava, Krishna, heard the statements of his father, Nanda, and other senior residents of Braj, he addressed his father as follows to arouse anger in Lord Indra. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that Lord Krishna's intention was not simply to insult a demigod, but rather to knock down the great mountain of false pride that had arisen within the Lord's tiny servant, who was supposed to represent the Lord as Indra. By lifting Govardhan Hill, Lord Krishna would thus initiate a blissful annual festival called Govardhan Puja, and he would further enjoy the pleasant pastime of dwelling for several days beneath the hill with all his loving devotees. Hare Krishna. So here, this is the last argument of, or explanation rather, of Nanda Maharaj to Lord Krishna as to why they are performing the Indra Puja, Indra Yagya. As Vaishyas, they're part of the Vaishya community, the Brajabasis headed by Nanda Maharaj, Sunanda, and the other cowherd men, they were doing this for many, many years. Even their forefathers, or the tradition goes on up until now. They wish to continue the performance of the Indra Yagya, knowingly that by doing so, that King Indra will provide rain. As part of the Vaishya community, farming and also protection of the cows, practically unlimited cows, they are having this puja or yagya because they are convinced that because Indra, without his puja, rain will not be provided. So up to this point, Nanda Maharaj was saying this, that we have to do this, otherwise he will not give the supply of water. But later on, Lord Krishna, he would counteract all of these arguments, saying that we don't need to worship King Indra because this is his duty. We just have to do our duty instead of worshiping the demigod King Indra. We should worship Govardhan Hill, the Brahmanas, and the cows. Govardhan. Govardhan means, Vardhan means one who nourish, one who gives strength, one who gives life. And go means the cows. So the Govardhan Hill is the one who nourish, who give life, who sustain all the cows, which are main occupation to protect the cows. The Govardhan Hill actually is in the spiritual world. When Srimati Radharani asked Lord Krishna, is there any other place where we can perform our leela? Would like to enjoy more the pastimes with you. So, deep within the heart of Lord Krishna, he meditated, and Govardhan Hill manifests. Now, in Goloka Vrindavan, Govardhan Hill, it says that the width of Govardhan Hill is 500 million yojanas, 1 billion in length, and the height is also 500 million yojanas. Now, one yojana is 8 miles. So, calculate. When Giri Govardhan manifests himself, is keep on expanding and expanding and expanding, that the Brajabasis, they became fearful. If Govardhan keeps on expanding and expanding and expanding, there'll be no more place for them. So Lord Krishna, he says in Garga Samhita that he slapped Govardhan Hill. Stop! No more expansion. And when Lord Krishna decided to come to the earthly planet, to the material world, to convince also Srimati Radharani, Srimati Radharani would not want to come if Govardhan Hill also will not come, and Vrindavan, and Yamuna. So Lord Krishna promised. And before Govardhan reached this place in Braj, he was born in Simalidweep. Simalidweep. The father is King Dronacharya. King Dronacharya. And Pulasya Muni, who lives in Kashi, he was traveling all over the universe, and somehow or other he ended up in Simalidweep. And he saw Govardhan. At the birth of Govardhan Hill, all the great mountains, even the Himalaya himself, came to have darshan of Govardhan Hill. That is so beautiful, full of waterfalls, full of flowering plants, caves, streams, that Pulasya Muni thought that, well, in Kashi, it's like desert, so I don't have a place like this where I can perform my tapasya and meditation. So let me ask King Dronacharya to give Giri Govardhan to me. And usually if the sages or the yogis or the munis will ask something from you, whether you don't like it or not, you have to give. Otherwise, be ready to be cursed. It's like in the story of Lord Ramachandra also, or Lord Nityananda. Sages will come and ask for the sun. So even against the will of King Dronacharya, he doesn't have any other choice except to give. And Giri Govardhan doesn't want to come also, but he has to follow what his father agreed upon to Pulasya Muni. So somehow or other, Giri Govardhan says, okay, I will come with you, but with one condition, that if somehow or other you put me down anywhere, you'll not be able to lift me up anymore. That's it. I will stay there. But how? How are you going to carry me? He asked Pulasya Muni. Pulasya Muni says, don't worry. You just go on top of my hand and I'll be able to carry you. So Pulasya Muni, he expanded himself. And at the same time, Giri Govardhan also went on top of the hand of Pulasya Muni. So he was carrying Govardhan Hill. In those days, Govardhan Hill is about 25 kilometers in height. When he ended up here in Braj, taller than the Himalayas. That's why he's the king of mountains. So somehow, they were passing by in Braj, and Giri Govardhan knew that Lord Krishna will also perform his pastimes here in the future. And the call of nature also somehow suddenly come upon to Pulasya Muni. And therefore, to release the call of nature, he put down Giri Govardhan here in Braj. Now, it's time to go. It's time to go. But he cannot lift Govardhan Hill. He says, what is this? It's time to go now. But Govardhan says, well, remember our agreement that wherever you put me, I will not move even an inch. So he became angry. He became angry. Pulasya Muni, he cursed Govardhan Hill to sink the size of one mustard seed every day. So if you calculate, that was like sometime in Satya Yuga. And if you have a measuring tape, one seed, size of mustard seed, it may be small, but if it's thousands and thousands of years, it becomes significant. Right now, the tallest peak of Govardhan is about 80 feet tall, about 25 meters, not very much. That when Kali Yuga goes further and further to the end, there will be no more Giri Govardhan. He says also there are three items that can give love of God instantly when you come to Braj. Brajaraj, or the dust from Vrindavan, Yamuna Devi, and Govardhan Hill. But as time passes by, as Kali Yuga progresses more and more, Yamuna also will disappear. Right now, we go to Yamuna in the morning. Yamuna is flooded, but like 3 or 4 days ago, there is not much water. They just released the dam. They opened the dam, so it's quite deep again, high tide. But normally, sometimes the Brajavasis will walk across from this end to the other end. But now it's kind of deep. But Yamuna will disappear, Govardhan Hill will disappear as well, and only Brajaraj will remain. So, these pastimes actually is it's like there is about 22 demons that were killed by, well, more than that. It's about, he will kill every day 2 or 3 demons before lunchtime, before tiffin time, Lord Krishna. And each and every demons actually, it's not enough to be put in the Srimad Bhagavatam, otherwise we'll be reading on and on and on. Major part of the Srimad Bhagavatam is in the Swargaloka, in the heavenly planets. But there are 22 main demons represents the anarthas that we have to get rid of, have to uproot, take out from our heart. Mainly there are six anarthas according to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. And usually madness is compared to pride. It's like synonymous. And in this pastime, it represents that the curtailing of Indra's pride is there to uproot that being proud of a demigod, especially king of the demigods. That's not a very small position. He rules the entire Swargaloka, heavenly planets. But he is lesser than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu, the Holy Trinity, the Guna avatars. That even when Hiranyakashipu, he planned to become immortal, and therefore he usurped the kingdom of King Indra. He cannot do much. Everyone was trembling. That everyone became servants of Hiranyakashipu, including King Indra, except Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva. But here, in this pastime, King Indra is thinking that, who is this little boy? Who is this talkative boy? Why is he stopping my yagya? Because Pride means having satisfaction for one's achievement, for one's position, for one's knowledge, for one's beauty, for one's strength. And King Indra practically has all of this. He got all of this. And so he's so proud that even he will put himself almost all the time. In that pastime of King Prithu, he wanted to perform 100 horse sacrifices. That King Indra, he disguised himself as a sannyasi to beg the horse, the last horse, the 100 horse, so that no one can be equal with him or no one can be greater than him. But this is not possible. Only Krishna has that position. Ekala Ispara Krishna Arasarva Vrittaya. So Lord Krishna, he expounded and reasoned to Nanda Maharaj about this philosophy of karma mimamsa, that there is no need for you to worship Indra, to teach a lesson to King Indra as well, to put him in a humble position, and to establish that actually the Supreme Lord himself is the only one who should be worshipped. Two things accomplished here. So karma mimamsa philosophy means by your own karma alone, everything is depend upon your future. What your future will be is by karma. Not even the super soul. Doesn't depend on what's going to happen in your future. It is your decision. It is your action. It is your activity. That even your nature, your second nature, depends on your future. Whether it's going to be bright or it's going to be a destruction. There's a saying, you are the architect of your future. You are the destructor of your future. So there is no need to worship King Indra. No. He was also saying, because Lord Krishna was saying that even the Supreme Lord is controlled by karma. Not the Supreme Lord Bhagavan, but the Super Soul, because we have a choice. We have a free will. That free will is like a gem, a valuable gem, that if we misuse it, then we will be in trouble. We are responsible for our actions. And if we are able to follow the instructions coming from the scriptures, from the sadhus, from the spiritual masters. Spiritual masters means instructing spiritual masters, and also the initiating spiritual master. Then we will be properly situated. We will be happy, peaceful, and we will live a very harmonious life. So this is the karma mimamsa. Karma mimamsa philosophy. Krishna did not tell the Brajabasis that you should just worship me. Why he did not tell them? Otherwise, if he told them that I am the Supreme Lord Bhagavan himself, then there is no rasa there. The mellow, the relationship that each and every Brajabasis are having with Lord Krishna will be spoiled. So he still continued to act like a small boy. So Lord Krishna says, instead you worship the Govardhan Hill. Because he provides everything for our sustenance. Fruits, vegetables, everything that we need. Minerals, everything. Worship the Brahmanas. Because if we worship the Brahmanas, we're also going to
nourish them, going to be able to please them and make them happy. If the Brahmanas are happy, then Krishna will be happy. The Supreme Lord will be happy. Of course, he didn't say Krishna will be happy or I will be happy. The Supreme Lord. And the cows. The cows. We should worship the cows. And this is the start or the beginning of Govardhan Puja. After this. It's like here in Krishna Balaram Mandir, during Kartik time, we have Govardhan Puja. And I must say that this is the most ecstatic Govardhan Puja in anywhere in the world. Because you're right here in Vrindavan. You're worshipping Giriraj, Govardhan Hill. So we have a big stage here. And usually we will barricade them that you're not be able to reach the offerings. Well, it doesn't work actually. It doesn't work. Because we try to guard as much as possible during the Govardhan Puja. But somehow or other, some mystical event is happening that it seems to be that the barricading, it becomes get closer and the devotees are able to reach as much as possible for the prasad. And we have guards, we have devotees, we have brahmacharis guarding them. Then after the artik, usually Mukundadatta Prabhu will do the artik, or one senior devotee will do the artik. After the artik, everyone will do a parikrama. And then after that, everyone would like to have the prasadam because there's so many goodies there. Halava, rice, they will make the whole platform looks like really Govardhan Hill. There's Shamakund, Radhakund, and everything. Mm. Govardhan Hill is like the shape of a peacock. The peacock, which is like tucked in his head. So the eyes is Radhakund and Shamakund. The mouth is Mukharavind. The face is Kusuma Sarovar. The neck is Manasaganga. And the tail is the Punchari. Punchari ultimately, literally means is the tail. So somehow or other, there's a description in the Krishna book of worshipping Govardhan Hill that Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Puja, try not to do this though. Because there is a statement there that they were so in ecstasy that they were throwing prasadam at each other, the Brajabasis. They did it one time here and it was like a little chaos. More than one time. We tried to avoid this. So don't do it, because prasad we should actually respect and we should honor. Be very careful. King Indra became angry now. Say, who is this impudent little boy? He is Vatsalam, very talkative. He's talking too much. Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he explains in a very positive way, as if this Vatsalam being talkative, Krishna as a young boy, he commented that actually, in a very positive way, saying that he is the source. Krishna is the source of all revealed scriptures. So this is real talk. All the scriptures, the many scriptures, of course, but it's like many Puranas, 18 Puranas. Mm. 6 in the mode of goodness, 6 in the mode of passion, and 6 in the mode of ignorance. So the mode of goodness, they all worship and glorify Lord Krishna. So they're all talking. So this is talking. Vatsalam. Is Balisham. He's very talkative as a young boy. So he is free from pretension. Just like a child. A child is free from pretension. He doesn't compromise his position as the Lord. Rather, it is glorified. He does not need to bow down as he is higher than anyone. Agyana. Actually, Indra says, this boy is in ignorance. Agyana is like we sing, Om Agyana. I was born in the mode of ignorance. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what is the proper standard or activity. And then the commentator says, actually, Krishna is omniscient. It's like in that first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? Swarat? Abhijna? Abhijna and Swarat. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And therefore, he knows everything. It's like Prabhupada gave an example. It's like an engineer. He knows the nook and corner of the construction. Yeah, he knows everything. Abhijna. There is nothing not to be known in Krishna. He's Mratyam. He's just a human boy. He's a human being. He's just an ordinary boy, King Indra says. But actually, yes, he's an ordinary boy because he doesn't want to affect the relationship with his devotees. And he is Krishnam. He's another name whose name is Krishna. Because in India, many children are given name Krishna. But there is only one, Brajendra Nandana Krishna, Yasoda Nandana Krishna, Nandanandana Krishna. So we worship that Krishna. Many, many Krishna's name, the boys, are sometimes even Matajis. They're also called Krishna. We have one Mataji here. Her name is Krishna. But there is only one Krishna, Supreme Absolute Truth. So this is the situation now. King Indra is so proud of his position that immediately he asked the Sambartaka cloud. It says that this Sambartaka cloud is very powerful. At the time of devastation, the whole entire universe will be covered by this cloud and will be flooded by the rain. So when they came and the other clouds came, because they're all servants of King Indra, they all prayed. Yes, our dear master, what kind of service do you want us to do? He says, okay, you go down to the earthly planet, and this boy, along with all the Brajavasis, kill all of them. At this time, King Indra became like a demon. He wants to fully devastate the entire Braj, including Srimati Radharani, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yasoda, the gopis, the gopas, the cows, all the domestic animals, everyone. That Lord Krishna knew that this is going to happen. So when they came, it says that Sambartaka cloud covered the entire, from Rasatala planet up to the Swargaloka planet, the highest planet, covered. It's dark, completely dark. Everyone was so in fear. Have you seen that little Krishna?
Have you seen that little Krishna movie? It's almost like that. Almost like that. So everyone, all the Brijavasis, they're asking, well, they don't know what to do. They're running here and there. They cannot figure out what to do. So finally, Krishna pacified them. He says, don't worry. I will lift Govardhan Hill. And so, the Govardhan Hill was lifted by Lord Krishna by using his pinky. This left, not even the right. Right is usually stronger than the left one. But the pinky, the smallest one, how is that? So, but when the rain comes, actually when Govardhan Hill was lifted, then the flowers from the trees started to fall down as if showering flowers to Giri Govardhan, because Giri Govardhan was like in ecstasy also. Giri Govardhan was like feeling so fortunate that he is being touched by Lord Krishna. So he was in ecstasy. That the rain clouds, they pour thunderstorms and lightnings, and the drops of rain is like as big as the elephant. Really big. And then when it touches the ground, immediately it will be dried up. So there is no flood. Right now there is a big flood in Florida, in the Caribbean, in Cuba. Millions of people are with no lights, with no water, with no electricity, with no food. It's really like a big disaster, that part. Even in the Philippines also, just recently. But this is not the case in this pastime. They may be like almost the destruction of the entire universe. King Indra using all of his strength and power to really devastate and put everyone into non-existent. But when the water drops to the ground, immediately it dries up. So it says that Lord Krishna was holding the Govardhan Hill. And then there was a time that Madhu Mangal was thinking, oh, Lord, my friend Kanai looks very tired. So let me chant some mantras to keep him some strength. So he was thinking that by mantras, because Madhu Mangal is a Brahmana, by my mantras, I will give some Shakti back to my friend. And then he'll be able to still continue lifting Giriraj. So he was telling everyone, you see, because of my mantra, I'll be able to give Shakti to my friend. And then there's one time that the elderly gopas was thinking that, oh, Giriraj is shaking because Giriraj is in ecstasy. So let us put our sticks to hold and support Giriraj, because Giriraj may fall down any moment and then we're all going to be crushed. So let us put our sticks. So he put their sticks everywhere. They're thinking that actually, okay, let us give Krishna a little bit of rest. A little bit of rest. But not knowingly that actually, for Krishna, this is like an elephant picking up a big tree. It's nothing. Or a child picking up a mushroom. This is what the Srila Prabhupada also says. And then there's one time that Krishna was looking at the gopis with his sidelong glance, that momentarily, a fraction of a second, that he was also shaking. Because in ecstasy, he was watching, because for 7 days,
No one took prasad. No one ate. Can we do that? Well, Parikshit Maharaj did it. No food. No going to the bathroom. No break. So when he was looking at the gopis, then it's like temporarily also that seemingly that the Giriraj will almost going to fall down. Now, why did Lord Balaram did not help? Because Balaram means strength. He could have himself lived the Govardhan Hill like Krishna. Why he did not help? Why he did not help? Because he does not want to interfere with the relationship with Lord Krishna with the Brajavasis. Because this pastime strengthen up the binding of the love, increases multifolds between the Brajavasis and Lord Krishna. Now, King Indra started to think, what's going on here? I tried my very best. I tried my very best, but this boy is so powerful. He's beyond me. I cannot do anything. Now he started to understand that his pride is being cut. I still have a lot of pride myself. Yes. As long as we have this body, the tendency to become proud is always going to be there. One of the authors, famous American authors, says that pride is a great sin. Carl Lewis. Pride is a great sin. That even if we have it, we don't recognize it. Because of false ego. The false ego is so great that the covering of the universe, this is the thickest. The universe is covered up by these different material elements. And the thickest of them all to get through is ego, false ego. We're just talking about demigods. There's another demigod who was so proud, but he was not able to exhibit it because he heard this story up to a certain extent. Varuna is another proud. Because demigods means, you know, almost God. They're godly. So, but to say, there is a saying also, even a pauper is proud of his penny. It's like when you go on Parikrama, you've seen so many of these beggars. Of course, Brajabasis, they don't beg. They are coming from different parts of India. They know that Vrindavan is a good business here. A lot of pilgrims, they will give alms. And the pauper is even proud. Even a pauper is proud of his penny. So we have to guard ourselves of not becoming proud. Because this is a stumbling block for us to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Every day we chant Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Ravi Saisuna Amanena Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. But how is it that this pride is still there? Oh, I know anything. You don't have to teach me anything. You want to teach me anything? I'm not going to follow you because I know more than you. Who are you? You don't know who I am? I'm a temple president. I'm a GBC. I'm a guru. One can creep in. This pride. into anybody. If this happens to King Indra, what to say about us? How to curtail being proud? How to uproot this? Because we have these many anarthas. He says, if you're lusty, you should always glorify Krishna. If you want to curtail being angry, you should just be angry if the Lord is being blasphemed or his devotees are being blasphemed. Greed, be greedy for some as more and more service. That can be curtailed, being greedy. The materialists are greedy for money, sense enjoyment. We should be greedy for service, unmotivated. How to curtail being proud? We have to follow the instructions of the authority. We have to surrender. Just like yesterday, the class is about surrender also. But it's not possible to do 100% surrender. I don't think so. But Prabhupada says, but even if you are 80% surrender, I'll make sure you go back home, back to Godhead. Who can 100% surrender? He says, I have the key to the back door. Prabhupada says, I can make you to go back home, back to Godhead, even if you are 80% surrender. Because he was talking in one of the classes in Los Angeles, and he was like hammering down, you have to surrender, you have to surrender. No way out, you have to surrender. And everyone's faces are like, how is that possible? It's not possible. So it was the end of the class, he stood up, and he was wearing his chadar. He flicked the chadar into his shoulder. He says, okay, even if you are 90% surrender, I'll make sure you go back home, back to Godhead. But the faces are still remain the same. It's like, how is that possible, Prabhupada? We're so attached to our family. We're so attached to our friends, loved ones, relatives. And then he says, finally, okay, if you are surrender 80%, I'll make sure you go back home, back to Godhead. Then everyone says, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Prabhupada can do it. He's an acharya. But Lord Krishna says, Sarvadharman, everything. But Prabhupada, he can do it. He can make us go back to Godhead. But if we are 80% surrender, then what is the make difference? Another 20%, we can fully surrender. Okay? That's what Prabhupada says. If you are 80%, well, yes. Even 50% surrender is very difficult. What to say of 80%? But if one is 80% surrender, what is the difficulty of surrendering everything to Lord Krishna? So, we have to guard ourselves not to follow in the footsteps of Indra, who became proud. We have to curtail this pride by following the instructions of the authorities, the sastras, Lord Krishna himself, the sages. Try to be humble as much as possible. Humility doesn't mean you sit in the corner and put yourself down, make yourself little. No. Another meaning of humility, this is the opposite of proud, or being proud, yes, is to be humble. Because one cannot chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra if you're proud. Externally, you can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra if you're proud, but it will not make any difference. Another meaning of humility means coming forward If you know the truth, you tell the truth. That is being humble. So, there's many more to say in this episode. We can say it in some other time because it's a long chapter. We'll stop here now. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Now everyone is humble? I hope so.